Forget Steelers versus Eagles. There's one rivalry that really divides Pennsylvania, the convenience store wars of Sheetz versus Wawa. But these two Pennsylvania companies actually have a lot in common, including their important role in Pennsylvania's economy. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff reports.
To people outside Pennsylvania, it might seem a little crazy to talk about a convenience store like this.
Wawa tastes better. They have their homemade rolls and make the sandwiches right there. It just tastes better. I'm from central Pennsylvania, and Sheetz is all they have.
And we stopped at a Wawa, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it. There was no welcoming.
No, yeah. So you wouldn't go back?
No, I would not go back.
I hit the one up the mountain in Crescent if I don't make it to the Sheetz in Altoona. But yeah, I'm always in Sheetz.
It's fine. It's a poor man's Wawa, but it's like the same concept as Wawa with the sandwiches and then other convenience foods. But I mean, nobody can beat Wawa's.
Kim Swaljay, Karen Rhodes, Brenda Lisden, and Ben Lampe are all Pennsylvanians, but more deeply, they identify as being from Sheetz territory or Wawa country. The two chains are different. Sheetz is a little more fun with bright colors and loud music, while Wawa offers service in a sedate setting. Wawa's goal is to give people the best 3 minutes of their day, while Sheetz is expanding seating options and offering Wi-Fi. Here's Joe Sheetz, president and CEO of the third-generation family business.
We're in smaller towns, and in a lot of those places, we're kind of the general store, the corner store. Sometimes we're the social center of that small town where people meet.
But beyond that, the companies are basically exactly the same. They're both industry leaders, expanding quickly, and often rank high on national best employer lists. And it's not just that. Listen to Joe Sheetz and Wawa spokeswoman Lori Bruce talk about the origins of their respective companies.
My great-grandfather started a dairy in Altoona in the early 1900s.
In 1902, George Wood started the Wawa Dairy.
And one of those dairy stores was purchased by my Uncle Bob and separated from the dairy into a new venture that eventually became Sheetz, and that was in 1952.
And Graham Wood launched our original store in Folsom, Delaware County, Pennsylvania in 1964.
Both companies have expanded into five other states. Wawa has over 700 stores, while Sheetz has 500. But they both remain headquartered in their original communities. Joe Sheetz says more stores elsewhere means more jobs locally, in Altoona and Blair County as a whole.
I don't think we're the reason that Blair County's a great place to live, but I'd like to think that the jobs we've been able to create, particularly the jobs in the last 15 years, not only well-paying jobs, but lots of career opportunities that we've been able to provide people in this geography.
Starting wages are $9 an hour for Sheetz and $10 an hour for Wawa. Both companies have thousands of store employees in Pennsylvania, from part-time entry-level staff to managers who make over $75,000 a year. And they offer health insurance, 401ks, and advancement opportunities. Wawa has an employee stock ownership program, while Sheetz has tuition reimbursement for employees attending college. Beyond jobs, Sheetz's impact can be seen just by driving around Altoona. There's the Sheetz Family Health Center, the Sheetz Center for Entrepreneurial Excellence, and Penn State Altoona's Sheetz Fellows program. And at Wawa, Lori Bruce says the company donates to food banks and local organizations.
In regard to Pennsylvania specifically, in 2016 alone, Wawa and the Wawa Foundation contributed more than $5 million.
Both companies see Pennsylvania as the place that gave them their start, and they're happy to give back. They're also happy to stick to their side of the state. In fact, company executives are pretty amused by the rivalry that's emerged between their customers. But maybe, just maybe, that rivalry is what unites us, after all. To be a Sheetz freak or have goose blood in your veins is to be a Pennsylvanian, fanatically obsessed with your convenience store chain of choice. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.